In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we see the Lord speaking to the multitudes, the people who were following him, and setting before their eyes the basic requirements for the discipleship. It is not only just following him, going with the crowd, that make anyone a disciple. Discipleship is a decision that we choose, knowing that it has costs. So the Lord said to the multitude, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. The basic requirement for the discipleship is simply one word, it is detachment. What we mean by detachment? First of all, we see throughout the whole teachings of the Bible that detachment is not only required from us to detach from relationships and positions, but actually this should extend to also include worldly concerns, selfishness, vanity, and seeking pleasures. It is because we are so much attached to many things around us, then we cannot be disciples. Maybe we struggle with certain habits that so much overwhelming our day-to-day time. This makes us unable to follow the Lord because our hearts are still with somebody else, with something else. The Lord said at the beginning, you have even to detach yourself from the basic relationships. You don't love your father or mother more than me. By saying this, he makes all other concerns to come also as a requirement for us in order to detach from it. We have to think about this issue and see, are we able to do it or we are still taken into certain things? The worries about what is going to happen tomorrow is some kind of attachment. Seeking pleasures and satisfying our senses, it's a kind of attachment that will hinder us from following the Lord. Detachment also is what allows us to live for a greater purpose than ourselves, like the salt. Why did the Lord at the end of the discussion, he said that the salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, it is then good for nothing. Why he likened the people at that particular time speaking about the discipleship to the salt? Basically, because in order for the salt to be of value, it should be functioning. And how it functions? It dissolves in something else, become totally detached from its own substance, mingling with something else in order to give it its taste. This is what happens when we are detached. At that particular time, we will be able to function. At this moment, the Lord will be able to use us as salt to give taste to the world, to keep it from decay. At the moment when we decide and we agree, we accept to be detached, at this time we will be able to live for a greater purpose than ourselves. As much as we are attached to things, then we will never be able to function. The salt will stay where it is, a substance that's very cheap, has no value if we just keep it in the pantry, not functioning. Detachment also is what made our father Abraham the icon of faith. Why? This man was able, at every time the Lord requested him to be detached from something, he was able to meet the request. At the beginning, the Lord asked him to depart from his family, his country, all of his relatives, the people whom he knows and whom he lived among for many years. Without even arguing with the Lord, he just went responding positively to the request. At a certain time, there was an issue between him and Lot, or actually the shepherds of him and the shepherds of Lot, and the people were fighting for the land. He was very able to detach himself from the love of the big sheep. He made it very easy for himself and for Lot when he said to him, "Depart from me, wherever you go, I will go to the other place." He was not attached to the love of the possessions, who will take the bigger share, the best land. Also, when the Lord requested him to offer his only son, it wasn't for him something very difficult to do. Yes, it hurts. I am sure in his journey to offer his son, all kinds of emotions and thoughts came to him. But at the end of the day, he was able again, once more, to detach himself from even the love that's between a father and a son. That's what made Abraham, whom we all know and whom we all look at him as an icon of faith, a man who is able at all times to detach himself and part with home, possessions, and his own son for the sake of following God's call. Detachment is what made the disciples, Levi and Zacchaeus, all of these examples, able also to follow the Lord. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke that when the Lord called the disciples to himself, so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. This is a mandate, a necessity, that they have to forsake all, and then they will be able to follow. When the Lord called the Levi, who eventually will become later on the great disciple Saint Matthew, the man left everything behind him and followed. When Zacchaeus accepted the Lord in his house, immediately he knew that he has to detach himself from the money that he acquired by false accusation. Unless all of those people will be able to do this kind of detachment, no one of them would be able to follow the Lord and become a disciple. It is the improper attachment what hindered the young rich ruler from answering the Lord's call and caused him to leave sorrowfully. The Lord called the man to become a disciple. At the beginning, he came asking for what should I do in order to inherit the kingdom. And the basic answer was, keep the commandment. But when he expressed his will to go further, then the Lord said to him, then if you want to be perfect, go and sell all what you have and follow me. He asked him at that time to detach himself from the love of money. He couldn't make it. This improper attachment hindered this man to become one of the disciples, one of the followers. The love of money was so much something that he cannot afford to leave it behind. It is this improper attachment also what transformed Lot's wife into an unfunctioning soul. We all know the story that when Lot and his family were departing from Sodom, the woman, still her heart was there. She looked backward, and at this moment she was transformed into a pillar of salt. Why? Again, it is what the Lord is saying. A salt that doesn't want to detach to function, then what will happen? Will be thrown out, and it's not valuable for anything, just be out trampled by men. Her improper attachment to the place, to whatever she experienced in, the lusts and the desires and the vile passions that she should have left behind, she was not able to do it. And she was made an example when she was transformed into an unfunctioning salt at the borders of Sodom. It is the detachment, the cost that needs to be counted before we start to build the tower and launch the war. This is what the Lord said. Any king who is about to launch a war, he has to sit and count what he has. Everyone who is about to build the tower, he has to think about, do I afford it or not? What exactly we should be calculating? What the Lord meant when he said that we have to see the cost and sit and calculate it. It is this cost. Am I able to detach myself and follow? Am I able to have only my heart with the Lord? Maybe we think about detachment, it is something that should be done by the monks. But actually, this is a request from all of us. We are requested to live in the world, but the world should not be allowed to live in us. Yes, still we can do it. We can live in the world, taking care of all we are entrusted over. But there is a difference between taking care of things and being overwhelmed, taken, attached into something. At the end, I find the words of St. John Climacus in his book, The Ladder, about how in our steps to heaven, he speaks about the second step, call it holding all things with open hands. I have nothing to be attached to. At any time, am I requested to leave something, I will just leave it and forsake it and follow. The man said, if you truly love God and long to reach the kingdom that is to come, if you are truly pained by your failings and are mindful of punishment and of the eternal judgment, if you are truly afraid to die, then it will not be possible to have an attachment or an anxiety or concern for money, for possessions, for family relations, for worldly glory, for love and brotherhood. Indeed, for anything of earth. All worry about one's condition, even for one's body, will be pushed aside as hateful. Stripped of all thoughts of these, caring nothing about them, one will turn freely to Christ. Let us meditate upon these words and see what is said before us. The calling for us is to be detached in order to be able to follow, in order to be able to free, so we can follow the Lord as true disciples with a steadfast heart, not longing for anything, but to be attached to Him and Him alone. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.